80s, because I've introduced or remember back in 6 on the Board of Adjustments, Planning and Zoning Commission, and Stormwater and Environmental Committees. We're waiting for the liaison to do all three of these committees. They will be here in just a second. Madam Clerk.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question? Board of Adjustments, there, have they have one vacancy? Is that what we have?
As far as I know, yes, sir.
As far as you know. And in Planning and Zoning, looking for how many?
She told me that. I think Planning and Zoning just has the one.
Ma'am?
I think Planning and Zoning just has the one. I'm pulling it up.
One for P&Z.
Yes, sir. It just has one.
And Environmental Committee, how many?
Stormwater actually has 3 vacancies.
3?
What's the total committee size? Do you have that there for Stormwater?
Stormwater has a total of 5 committee members.
See that?
Gentlemen, we may start. We do Board of Adjustments. That's wrong. We're not supposed to have any input on it anyway.
Board of Adjustments?
Board of Adjustments has one vacancy, and actually. They have someone currently as an alternate. I think that they are looking to have them appointed as the regular member, and then they would need 2 alternates.
Tony, okay, thanks. Tony, would you like to step up? How would you start? This is the neatest one I've seen in a long time. I was I guess I'll start off and ask you, Tony, if you don't mind telling us why you'd like to be on the Board of Adjustments.
Well, I feel like I have a lot to bring to the town. My experiences, my work, things I do. Just want to get back.
And does everybody have time to read this?
Tony, do you have any problems going up against town council as far as decisions that we have made or not made as a board member?
I work for a Fortune 500 company, and I have to go up against senior leadership every day. So you were asking me, does that bother me? No.
Any questions?
I have already worked with Tony for a great deal in some other in Stormwater, so I'm familiar with what he has to offer, and I think it would be a great asset to us for the town.
Do you know John Suggs?
John Suggs.
With the train?
Yes, I did. Used to work with John.
I guess I can't. I can't.
Have you served on a Board of Adjustments before, or I mean, you're the alternate now, aren't you? Or,
no. That was all held up till tonight, and I hope that we will get this all by.
I have not served on the Board of Adjustments.
Tony did attend school instruction.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're familiar with the findings of facts and the qualified majority votes and things like that?
Yes.
Super.
Well, that's going to be my other question. Besides the training, answer to that, probably in the present application.
Any other questions? And y'all want to change anything?
just hope that everybody will affirm him. He will be a great asset to our. Another great asset, although, you know, he already is doing a great job with Strongmore. So. He's a volunteer, he's willing to work. Yes, sir. He's the chairman of Strongmore for right now, but the Strongmore hasn't finished becoming established yet because we haven't got a quorum. We've only got two. So hopefully we'll cure that.
The questions that are already up here is what I brought too for the suggestions. These are the questions that PNC itself says that they ask of the members. So unless anybody objects, I'll just start with number one then. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What do you think you can offer Planning and Zoning Committee?
I can offer my experiences working on the top 100 companies. I have good project management skills. I work easily with the public. And I've owned property in Anchor Beach for 15 years. I've 12 properties ever.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm sorry to say, I don't know that I have met you before in town, but I was wondering, you said you had some project management experience with your previous employer before you went into business yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, being in business for yourself is a major project.
I've done a lot of project management in the past. Working on projects with my last project that I worked on. It was a $70 million project. Accountable for the budget, for everything for it.
We hope we don't get equity.
Thank you.
Chuck? We have planning and we have zoning. So in the zoning part, what experience do you have as far as zoning, or is the zoning is concerned?
The only experience I have is actually building out here. And then also, I've done property management of my own properties up in Maryland. I have 10 properties up there, so I've come up against zoning and planning before. So I understand the ins and outs of it.
Since you're a business owner and it looks like the finding is like one of your co-owner of a realty company.
Yes, my husband and I own a realty company.
I guess one question that always comes up is, and you see this on boards everywhere about realtors being on boards, especially with planning. Do you see that as a potential conflict, or how would you address that if somebody asked the question?
First of all, most of my realty business is property management. I do represent buyers, occasionally sellers, but I study strictly into the property management side of it. If I felt that there was an issue or a conflict, or if the board or the other members did, or the council, I would recuse myself.
I'm not talking about a specific property conflict, but just the idea of real estate bias in terms of the development and things like that. But you've answered by saying it's mostly a property management.
Exactly.
What else are you involved in our communities?
not specifically in the community. I'm a mentor for college students at UNCW, for the business school.
Well, that's part of our community.
Yeah. Going to be on the board for Tilston, a local free health clinic.
Do you have any idea? What would you say are the issues that confront planning and zoning now, if you're a teacher?
The issues? Well, I think we need some progress in this town as far as the economic situation in this town. I think, but not understanding what the issues have been brought to the committee before, I think it's kind of an unfair question at this point. I don't understand what they've been faced with.
And Dean, I appreciate you coming. I've known Dean for several years, and our educational background and all this was a big deal. And I'm sure that you were a godsend to the corporation you worked for after Katrina, trying to get all their, find all the lost people. But thank you, Dean.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Tony? Okay. And the questions we have, the P&Z wanted to ask, Jim wants to start again, and Barry, do you want to start this time? Or do you have other questions? We've heard these. Do you have a specific question you'd like to ask them?
My one concern is being on both of these committees at the same time, is that a problem or not?
I don't see how you could, because if you were on the Board of Adjustment, you might hear an appeal of the ordinance that P&Z had processed, wouldn't you? I mean, and that was going to be my first question. If you have preference of the two committees, or maybe we should ask it this way. Do you think you can serve on both committees, Board of Adjustment, which might hear an appeal of a zoning decision that P&Z?
I feel like my track record in the business, you know, I have to be in a non-biased situation, and I can't really, because I work with contractors, I work with, you know, corporate, I work with different entities, and I have to do that. So for me, it's been a balance that I've been able to accomplish, and I do every day. And could I serve on multiple committees? So,
well,
I feel like that I can't.
It's not just serving on multiple committees. For example, right now the P&Z is working on a sign ordinance. And say we pass a sign ordinance, and Doris eats a sign at Big Daddy's, and suddenly the building inspector says, this is in violation of the sign ordinance. And Doris says, I'm going to appeal to the Board of Adjustment. So, you might have in June voted on P&Z to approve a sign ordinance, and then in July, sitting at the Board of Adjustment, being hearing a property owner's appeal of that sign or request or a variance from that sign ordinance.
Well, you know, you said that I may, but I may not have been voting for that ordinance.
Right. Well, so you haven't been part of the process of approving it. So.
I mean, I may have been the one who chose not to vote for it.
Right.
But, you know, I feel like being in that committee on both sides, I see both things that happen. What you do and what the end result is to, when residents come before the Board of Adjustments.
Well, to carry Tim a little further, one of the items that happens is, as a P&Z member, you're going to be privy to all the discussions and everything that took place between P&Z. But at Board of Adjustments, you're only supposed to be privy to what's presented to the Board of Adjustments, and you'll have knowledge, good, bad, or indifferent, that is going to be a lot more than what the rest of the members of the P&Z will have. Do you think that you compartmentalize the information that you got at P&Z and only take the information that you get from the hearing itself?
Well, not have served in two different committees in this capacity, but I can only relate back to what I do every day. Can I compartmentalize things? Yes, I do, and I can. And it's just something I have to do, and I have experience doing it.
he asked you about that, which committee, you're on three, or on one, and one or two others. So you have a choice of committees and prioritize the right to be on.
I haven't really given a lot of thought. I see some overlaps between the three committees. Planning and zoning can affect stormwater. So I really haven't given a lot of thought to a priority of which ones I'd rather be on. I feel like I bring skill sets and a lot to the table on whichever.
Based on what I'm hearing, I may want to make a choice as to what committee. I wonder if you'd be one of the taking tables to you.
Well, I'm here and I bring some things to the party, and I think that each committee that I'm asking to represent, I'm representing one now, and applying for two others. I think it's up to you. You as a town council decides which one you feel like my skill sets are needed the most. Is it TMZ? Is it Board of Adjustments? Or is it Stormwater? And it's not. I don't think it's really for me to decide. I know what I can do. It's what do you want me to do?
Which question do you have? One
of the other questions that's listed here. How do you feel the town's doing in business and growth, and could we change it?
There's always room for improvement. I mean, I don't care if you're a town, a business, or whatever. There's room for improvement and change, and we have to change, and we have to improve to accommodate the citizens and residents of the community. So I think we just need to be listen, keep an open ear, and understand what the citizens and community want, and balance that with what can we afford. I mean, everybody wants a lot more than we can afford, and there's a balance there.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir. There is a special circumstance on the Board of Adjustments when it makes a finding, it has to find with a supermajority. This in a panel of this size, which would be five persons, it would have to be four that vote in favor of that. Consequently, if you have to recuse yourself because of an interest from a P and Z perspective, that leaves four people left, and then they have to find an alternate if there is one available. As I think that I interpreted it. In order to make up the fifth person to, again, sustain their supermajority, or they can, but there is also a case where them voting three can be a supermajority, I'm not sure.
No, I think what it is you, in order to overturn the ruling of the building inspector or the zoning enforcement officer, you have to have four votes, which means that if one of the five members is missing, you have to have a unanimous decision.
Okay.
If you can't get an alternate.
Right.
So the number of votes doesn't change. So it's not a majority or a supermajority of the people present. It's a majority of board members.
Of the whole board members.
So you have to have four, regardless of how many are present. And so that's why you want an alternate, so that you don't have to get a unanimous
Well, I'm glad. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Jim has some experience in this area.
Several occasions, right. The alternate had to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so we really need to find an alternate for this committee pretty quickly.
So I guess that, to answer your question, I'm here to volunteer for three committees.
Yes, sir.
If it's two of three or one of three, that's your decision. I'm here to volunteer for all three.
But you're already on the stormwater committee.
That's true.
Okay.
So, gotcha. You tell me which ones I need to be a part of, and that's what I'll do. That's what you got.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Brodsky.
Are you guys ready for me? I don't know. Okay, I'm on five committees. Okay? I'll get off to you. Go ahead and check. Oh, I'm only chair of one.
Do you have a preference among those five?
Well, actually, you know, it's interesting that you do ask. I'm Board of Justice. That deals with Chapter 19. That deals with Chapter 19. P&Z deals with all the chapters. So I've been able to master Board of Justice or Mistress, whichever way you want to put it. I've been able to deal with Board of Adjustments quite well. In fact, I've just been nominated to become assistant chair, vice chair. With P&Z, you're looking at the entire perspective. What do I have to contribute? I can leave a tremendous amount to P&Z. A new perspective, a different perspective. I'm a business owner, but I'm also a resident. I'm extremely involved in what's happening in the community. I want to see plan growth. I don't want to see mindless growth. P&Z, as I've interviewed before, to me is the rules and regulations that help us grow in the town without stepping on each other's toes. It's looking to what's best for the town, not an individual or an individual group. It's completely immune. Sorry, guys. We're immune to your political persuasions. P&Z is completely independent from my perspective. Now, granted, the council is the one who decides who's on it, who's not on it, and what's going to happen. It's what the town wants. And all of us are working more as a unit or a team as opposed to an individual unit. That's my perspective. Next question.
Let's go back to the man that he was there.
Oh, okay. From my perspective, you know?
I think at some point, and the guys who served in the Army will get this, it goes from Chapter 19 to Section
8. I have served in the Army. Can you imagine?
I'm thinking
I'm trying to lean towards your way.
What do you think really P&Z should be focusing on in the near future?
You know, that's a very, very hard question. I really have to study what has been focused on, listen to what needs, what the town is saying, what the council is saying, what the people are saying. Where our focus needs to be. And, you know, as other answers, we all are saying similar things in many perspectives. We do have to have growth, but plan for growth. If we're not growing, we're stagnant. And I don't want to see a stagnant time. I think from my perspective, again, from my experiences, I can contribute to thinking outside the box a little bit. But also stepping back when it's not appropriate.
And you're on the marketing committee,
man? Yeah, I'm the chair of the marketing, ADA committee, which is a little quiet right now, Oceanfront Park committee. That's a little quiet as well.
Well, that doesn't count as far as your list because it's
okay.
Temporary.
Okay, excellent. And Board of Adjustments.
So the ADA, we're basically using Gilbert as the lady in Wilmington, so actually you would only, your time would be spent on those. One of the questions that P&Z wanted to ask is how to determine to a last building to boom as to zoning. If you were here.
We were here. I would have liked to have seen other changes. I think a few things went a little AWOL as far as the townhomes, parking, street planning, but I wasn't, unfortunately, that involved where I felt I was strong enough to step forward and say, can we slow down? And things were already in place.
You feel strong enough now?
What did you say, Tim? Sergeant of
Chief of Staff.
Oh, Chief of Staff. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
To me, I get attention.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Oh, not plenty of questions.
No, not plenty. Mine was just the same one that we posed to Tom. You know, about you already talked to me about it, and my impression was that you would resign BOA and be on P&Z. Is
yes.
that what you expressed before?
Board of Adjustments, again, focuses on Chapter 19, and it's an enhancement of my personality in the sense of I've been in court often. I sit in front of judges. It's very systematic, very logical.
For the audience, let them know that used to be your former job.
Yes.
Former job, not that you're a...
No, correct. Now I clean toilets for a living.
Well, it's compatible work.
Yeah, exactly. So, planning and zoning, although it does have a tremendous amount of my heart, Board of Adjustments, planning and zoning is a broader aspect.
So you would prefer that?
I actually would prefer planning and zoning. That's a step into our future.
What are your thoughts on the B1 budget?
I do have outspoken on that. I would like to see the plan grow. I would like to see some expansion, cleaning it up. Some of the studies that have happened in the past since I've been here, I think their ideas are not good. But I think we need to be working unified. Our business district is kind of quiet right now. There's a lot of cleanup that needs to happen. The idea of what's going to be happening with the signs, I think, is wonderful. Yeah, it's going to be painful for me as a business owner. But I'm part of the town. It's important that I adhere to the town rules. I would like to see growth, absolutely. Do I want to see things get out of hand now? But I would like to see a few more options of restaurants, a few more people walking, better parking situation as we talked about in years past. And if someone came in with a good plan that would enhance the revenue of our town, I would like to support it as long as everything was studied appropriately. Anything else, Chairman?
I don't have anything yet.
Barry?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ken Withrover has withdrawn his name for consideration. Eric Mann has also withdrawn his name. Jim Bonner, is Jim here?
Nope.
Okay. That closes the planning and zoning. We have Jim Broderick's application here, remember, so that's in our packet. Now, moving on to Stormwater and Environmental Committee. And Tom, you're up. Okay. Tom, I'm familiar with everybody in the audience, but I don't know if they're familiar with you, so if you'll give us a little bit of background for their information.
And sure, I'll sit here for you. Well, my name is Tom Longus. I live right around the corner here on Surf Drive. I'm a retired lawyer, a semi-retired lawyer. I've been practicing law for about 35 years. Most of my career was spent with the North Carolina Attorney General's Office, and there I did a lot of environmental law, represented the Environment and Natural Resources, among other agencies. Following that, I did some other things. I was a state bar prosecutor, and I prosecuted lawyers for misconduct for a couple of years. Also been a corporate lawyer, did some of that. So I've done a little bit of everything. But one of the things I like to do best was to deal with the environment. And now that I'm here,
I think I can help with some of that. In addition to that, I'm going to give some more background about who I am. I'm a former Marine. I'm a Vietnam War vet. I'm a diver at the aquarium, just like Jim Dugan, and I actually have dove together there. America's Darnold survived.
Yes, she did.
She's the director of the aquarium at Fort Fisher. So that's a thumbnail sketch of who I am and my background.
I'm kind of laid in the background. He's never been out, outspoken or anything.
Did you ever play poker with Andy when you were
here?
Andy and I worked together a great deal during my career. And Andy was the former chief deputy attorney general for about 30 years. He's a real attorney general. There were many people who held the office of attorney general, but there was only one actually. However, I will not say that in the presence of my former bosses.
Yeah, we have a question.
When can you start?
That sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anytime you want. Tom, what in addition to being in the environmental committee, this committee worked, it was initially established as a stormwater committee. It has, I think, was instrumental in setting up the town's initial stormwater ordinance, and then I think it's been somewhat inactive since then. What are your ideas about stormwater and what this committee can do and why this committee is necessary?
Well, I think stormwater is probably one of the most important things that we've got to deal with here because we're an aquatic environment. Stormwater is probably the biggest thing in our community that can mess up our aquatic environment. Because we've got so many things on the roads and on the roofs of houses that end up in the waters. And with the effort nationwide to control stormwater, it's now down to the level where it has to be controlled in municipalities. First they took on shopping centers, industries, and things like that. Now they're down to municipalities. And I think that's going to have a major impact on the way we do things around here and what happens when people develop the property. So I think that's going to be pretty important. Getting more specific, I think that stormwater operates like a circulatory system in the body. What happens over here affects something over there because the water's got to go somewhere. And there are some big issues that are in my own backyard. For example, the ponds that are out here that have to be dealt with. So there are a lot of things that are going to have to be done to be sure that our stormwater it's taken care of and it doesn't end up in the wrong place. It doesn't pollute our waterways.
And I just, part of this, I guess, is you live in one of the subdivisions in Cary Beach that has stormwater ponds.
Yes.
And work with the Homeowners Association on that. But I think you and I had a conversation about the idea that it's, folks south of Cary Avenue have just as big a problem with stormwater as the folks with ponds and things.
So, sure. Well, I think stormwater is a problem everywhere. It's a different kind of problem with a pond, but it's something else when you cross the street and your yard is underwater. That's a stormwater problem. It may be a different sort of problem, but they're all interconnected because you've got to get rid of the water. You've got to do it right so that people can use their property and you don't end up with pollution because of the way the water is carrying pollutants all over the place. So, I liken it to a circulatory system. The water is the blood. It's going to get pumped around. If it doesn't function right, you have clots, you have problems, you have things that have to be dealt with. And I think it's that's a pretty important part of my neighborhood.
Thank you.
Chuck. Bell is my uncle there. How much influence do you want to be on the stormwater has to do with the ponds?
Well, I think since I live there, that's a big part of what I'm interested in, because I want to solve that problem as well as every other problem. And I also think that one of the things that needs to happen is for that committee and for the council also to take into consideration
those ponds. So someone has to provide some information about that too. And I think the people that live in my subdivision are entitled to have someone there that can address it intelligently because we live there. So it doesn't mean it's the overriding concern. It doesn't mean that you're biased against any other neighborhood. It just means that there's some dialogue about that. I'll give you a concrete example. When our homeowners association litigated the issue against the developer, there was a settlement. Now, there's a misconception that that settlement was done to pay for repairs to the pond, and that's a misperception because what actually happened was that was the developer's payment to get out of it so that he could be free of liability, no matter what that liability was, big or small. In addition to that, that lawsuit also dealt with much greater issues. We had a tennis court, we had a swimming pool, we had other common things that related to the homeowners association that was also part of that lawsuit. So that's one of the things that I want to make clear is that there were misperceptions that I don't think ever really got relayed, you know, to the council as to what that was all about. And I think that's important. So what I'm saying is that I bring knowledge that might be useful on that issue too, because I live there and because I've seen some of the problems that homeowners associations have to deal with. It's not just my homeowners association; there are others that have problems too. So I think that's a perspective that hasn't been there before, and it's probably necessary. If you're going to solve the whole problem, you really need to have that perspective too.
Jim, if you got to think, Barry has a question.
Yeah. If you're talking about whole problems, what thoughts and any do you have about our ocean outfalls?
Ocean outfalls are something that the state would like to do away with because that just takes the pollution and takes it offshore and near offshore. As a philosophical matter, we need to eliminate ocean outfalls. As far as the town's position, that's not my call. So whatever you do about that, I know that when I appeared before the Coastal Resources Commission, that I had one case that dealt with ocean outfalls. So I'm a little bit familiar with that, but not from the point of view of a policy position on it. I was an advocate in that case. So, yeah, I know something about it, but I'd be remiss if I thought that I knew enough to tell other people what they ought to do.
Mr. Miller?
Yes. One of the things that I'm, like you just pointed out, people weren't aware of what all was going on with Beachwalk's lawsuit as to what all covered. And that stormwater issue is definitely going to be a big issue in the near future. We all, anybody that is familiar with what's going on there, we as a town and council are going to have to address the issue sooner or later of all of those stormwater ponds. Whether it is us taking over inspection of them, which would be the minimal part of it, and I don't know, but that issue is going to be coming up and going to be staring us really right quickly in the near future. And I think it would be a great asset to us to help us stay on top of that bell curve where we're at right now.
Anything else?
I'm Drew Spong.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jim, would you like to start?
question, what do you think you can bring to PNC?
As a good steward, you could actually go above and beyond that.
for stormwater retention. I mean, it doesn't say that you can't build one.
No, but actually, to do the state-approved system is almost not a practical system to put in a 50 by 100 block. I mean, you look at the house they have Public Works. I mean, they have basically have a drainage block in front. I can only do so much as a builder. I can't tell those people to spend $13,000 for a stormwater system. And when they approached the town and got approval from the state and the town, they didn't need it.
How many of the systems have you put in on houses you built recently? Oh, well, let me rephrase it. The ones that you put in, I know you put in some of those, especially, I think, on a couple of houses down on the southern end of town. Have any of those been inspected yet, those stormwater systems? Because you deal with it on a day-to-day basis, you know, as a constructor.
The ones that we put, the internet systems we put in have been in Carolina. And they're designed.
I thought you put one in down here at Yes.
That, well, that's part of that subdivision. To build them in, you have to build what they actually
put. Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The one you put in down there, has it been inspected yet? Has it been any service on the unit?
No, and that was not, that doesn't require the handbook for the clean outs and all of that stuff. That was just, that's basically an engineered system that is part of that. But the problem with that down there is they don't fit on the lots. We had to modify that, bring the engineer back in to make it fit. Because the way they have designed it doesn't work.
Okay. That's how I have it answered. Jim?
Which committee do you think you'd come off of to get on this one? Because you're already on three, right? You've got three listed here.
Well, I'm not paying more than I'm applying to this one, and according to Jim, the Oceanfront Park doesn't count, right?
Why doesn't count? It's a temporary proposition, Chairman. On the you want?
I said I wanted another patch.
What are the fees and regulatory restrictions that they put on builders just up the street from us in Carolina Beach?
They have a pretty bizarre way of figuring out the stormwater fee if you don't put a system in. It probably averages about $10,000, I think, if you don't put it in.
But the results are affordable.
Right, but if you put a $4,000 or $5,000 system in Carolina Beach, the fee's away. So you basically pay $4,000 or $5,000. And the same thing could be done here. You know, as a resident, I'd like to see everybody have stormwater. As a builder, I would spend an extra $1,000 to put a stormwater system in, just so I wouldn't have a headache from the neighbor, and I wouldn't be running water on the road.
Second part of the Forest Island is an environmental committee. What do you think are the hot button issues in Vero Beach as far as environmental type?
Well, I think the main one is the South Falls of the ocean. And I said earlier, I'd like to see more use of creative ways of irrigating. I think there's a lot of the town resources used in irrigation. There are other ways to look.
Would you go along with a user fee for the town residents to retrofit the gym infiltration systems for these stormwater outfalls? You think it's important enough to the town residents to pay for that, or do you think that it's still an unfunded mandate by the state? I would say that they had $22 million and now, you know, I think that's gone.
Well, we already pay a stormwater fee, don't we? Which I'd like to show with that, because I want to pay attention to that.
Keep our grants away.
It depends on what it is. I mean, I think it's important. Myself as a resident, if it's not an astronomical fee, I think it would be an important thing to have. I mean, I live on the ocean. I've seen the plates that are off on the C1 subdivision. I mean, they're a hazard. They're a hazard to people on the field. But that's just me personally.
Any more questions?
Thanks, Alex.
John, I'm sorry. Good on that. I had written a note and it was part of Alan's name. I'm sorry, Alan. John Gordon.
You want me to talk a little bit about my background? Or? Okay. I graduated from Virginia Tech with a degree in mechanical engineering. I, too, am a dispatch veteran, small unit commander. After that, I worked 31 years in the Navy. Even though I have an engineering degree, I decided to work as a logistician. I started out with the Navy figuring out how to disarm mines and bombs, and I figured out just sitting get out of that. So,
you're not going to disarm bombs, you need to be sitting up here.
Yeah. But I became a logistician and I worked in a whole gamut of projects. Okay, I was a supervisor for 20 years, supervised projects, you know, that went anywhere from $1 million to $200 or $300 million. And occasionally had to convince the Board of Admirals to give me money. So, believe me, I think they're a lot tougher than any council I've ever come up against. But, and then I moved here in 1999 after retiring. I've been on the beautification committee, of course, for since 2002, pretty much since its beginning. I was the chairman for 6 years, and I was on the Board of Adjustment for the same amount of time that we got on with it this year, because I figured it was time for somebody else to come in. And plus, I wanted to devote more time to this Environmental and Stormwater Committee, okay? So I know I've only got so much time, so I want to try and concentrate on beautification and stormwater and environmental. And so that's why I'm here to, you know, apply for that committee.
Questions?
General? Barry? I've worked with John a lot in the past. We've both worked with Bill Offerman and many projects and beautification. So he's definitely qualified in this area. And I'm working on getting grants for different projects related to trees, and I kind of like that. Now, other than that, I'm good to go.
No questions? Jim?
Hi, John. Again, as far as stormwater and or environmental programs, because they do overlap, I think everybody in here kind of agrees with that. Where do you see the direction we should be going in the near future?
Well, of course, I'm not as expert in stormwater, but in the beautification committee, I've come across a lot of stormwater issues, okay, and done some research in the rain zones and things of that nature, okay, to at least control lower-level stormwater runoffs. I think we should definitely be trying to eliminate the outfalls, because they not only pour pollutants into the ocean, but they cut these big channels in the beach, and it seems silly to be putting sand on the beach like it looks like they're getting ready to do right now, and then half of it gets washed away by these outfalls. Okay, that's kind of wasting the taxpayers' money. So I think we should do all we can to get rid of them. I know the infiltration systems they put in only handle like the first inch of the rainwater, and then of course after that you're still going to have that stuff pouring out. But you know, like Barry said, I've done quite a bit with grants, and so I think if we can get any grants to try and reduce these outfalls, that would be a good way to go. I live in Pandy Beach, a new, an area that's recently, or at least in 2000, absorbed by the town of Cary Beach. We have absolutely no stormwater runoff in Idaho, except a few old ditches which collect water and probably breed mosquitoes. So I'm certainly interested from that standpoint. We don't have anything like the other subdivisions that at least have retention bonds and things. I think we probably should try to do a better job of managing these retention bonds because they're kind of willy-nilly right now, depending upon the developer and the whole HOA, how well they want to get involved in it, and try to reduce them or maybe turn them into almost into, I would say, rain gardens, but like settlement type of things or something like that. My son is a professional engineer. He specializes in stormwater. He works for the town of Wellington. And so I feel after having paid for his education, I asked him.
Run.
Oh, believe me, I paid attention to that. I know.
And there's so many simple ways that could be built, building codes and so forth, to eliminate that kind of thing. I think that's something that should be absolutely included in building codes, so there is a rain shutoff gauge that functions on every irrigation system.
I've asked the past 2 mayors to check into this.
It needs to be not
Wilster Heroes, sir.
I've also dealt with pond management to a great degree, and I've been through significant dredging operations. I understand installing benthic barriers and pond liners and that sort of thing. And I understand how the operation works to mitigate the material that has to be taken out. That, dredging a pond's a piece of cake. It's getting rid of the crap that you take out of the pond. And where we would do that in a reasonable fashion, because I know the Curry Beach or the village pond there at the Keys is getting silted in to a pretty significant degree, and that's going to have to be handled in the next few years. Every foot takes an awful lot of water away from its capacity. So these are the kind of things that I bring to the table. I'm a practical guy. I know how to solve problems. I've done it for a long time. From an environmental standpoint, I was a licensed pesticide operator for about 34 years until I let it expire, and soon after we moved down here. But I come at the environmental issues from a practical and not a an extremist position, I guess you'd say. A couple of the guys here stole my thunder. I'm a huge advocate of these controlled burns, and I think that that is extremely, extremely important, especially in the federal grounds. They've been neglected for way too many years. And I was hoping last time they burned up at the park that would get out of hand. Just right after it threw himself. But I guess that's pretty much any questions?
Jim? Barry?
You have an extensive fertilizer, chemical
yes.
background, stuff like that.
Yeah, actually right now I'm a sales rep for several chemical companies. I also rep for a wastewater treatment company. And they do the small wastewater things like down at the maintenance facility here for the town, where all the water is contained and then recycled to wash off equipment, et cetera, as opposed to putting it back into the groundwater. So we do that kind of thing as well.
Very good. Thank you.
One of the things that Tom and John touched on this briefly, now it's a certain finish. You know, everybody sort of, the ponds are real visible and everything, but like John said, in Handy Beach, you know, there's drainage ditches that may or may not work. And then south of K Avenue, like if you went around after this most recent heavy rain that we had, there were, as Tom said, there were yards of water. What, and I'm not asking you for solutions at all, but how do you think, where do you see that in terms of the approach that you would take for stormwater?
Well, one thing, a quick and dirty solution. I have what I think is a very workable idea. They were talking about barrels, and I think that I have a source that we as a community could put a program together very simply to provide rain barrels for anyone who would want them in town at a very, very reasonable cost. But right now, if you go up to Lowe's or Home Depot, you're going to spend almost $100 for a rain barrel. And that's really absurd, because I know what it takes to build one, and that's $900.
You stress the cost here.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, the ones here are dinky. I mean, the ones in town, no offense, but the ones we sell, I wouldn't buy. Because they're not going to do anything good.
Yeah. Well,
the ones the county sells are actually about a 70-gallon barrel. I think these are like 50.
Yeah, and 50's
by and large are the standard. It's pretty rare to find leader barrels in that, unless they're specially made. There's a source not too far away from here, up near Goldsboro, the Pickle Factory, has tons and tons of barrels. They're just begging to get rid of, and maybe a very inexpensive way to get a big part of But I think that, you know, a lot of this, these small ponded area issues, low-tech deals are a good way to go. I love Adam's idea about putting drainage systems in on new construction. I think that that's a great way to address the problem. The only problem is we're pretty built out now. And you're not going to have a huge impact in the town overall.
Next question.
Okay.
Ms. Lee? And I understand you may have some questions for us.
Really? My name is Mo Lindquist. Actually, my name is Marcia Lindquist, and Mo is my nickname, and just about everybody calls me Mo. I'm an interior designer. We lived in Ohio, and most of my life I've worked for Ethan Allen or other custom home interior places. When we moved down here, Ethan Allen told me I had to work every Saturday and Sunday. And I thought, you can't live at the beach and work every Saturday and Sunday. So I decided to just go out on my own, and I have my own business called Mo Lindquist Living Solutions. About 15 years ago, got interested in feng shui, which is basically how your space makes you feel. And I've integrated that into my business. And that's when I studied about biology, which is the life of the home or the building, and which is what took me into learning more. And my passion, basically, is the environment and how people and our planet can work together and yet still be profitable for sustainability. When I put my application in for this particular committee, I was encouraged to do so because of the environmental aspect, not necessarily the stormwater. I will be quite honest with you, I know nothing about stormwater, really, except for the fact that I understand that water, the analogy of water being like the blood, because that's how all Chinese theory sees things. And so I would think of litter and not recycling as the cancer that is affecting the body of our Curry Beach. So that's my application, basically, was for more of the environmental aspect. And you know my passion when it comes to recycling in our community. And I did talk to Tracy at Recycle America today, and I said, where are those 11 bins that we've requested? And she said they'll be there Friday. So, you know, they're on the way. I am a co-chair of the Recycle Committee for the Island Women, and that is a committee that has been put together because our project this year is to see all of Pleasure Island embracing recycling. So, you know, I might be a good fit on this committee only because I did attend one of the meetings, and it seems like a need that they have and is required of the Stormwater Committee is education. And because I'm on the faculty of the Feng Shui Institute of America, I do believe that I could help educate the public. You know, I can do PowerPoint presentations and that type of thing. I don't usually have problems talking in front of people. But, you know, whether I'm a fit for this particular committee or if there's another committee that may develop, I don't know. You know, That's who I am.
Mary, would you like to put Jim, would you like the first question?
You listed here, one of your things is alternative energy sources. And it jumped out basically because it's the only, you're the only one that put it down. How do you see us, because obviously as a government there's only so much that we can do, how do you see us encouraging alternative energy sources?
Well, I think you, Jim Dugan, were the one that mentioned at a town council meeting a while ago about ideas and dreams about the oceanfront park and, you know, possibly even wind energy operating. And, you know, that's the type of thing that I think about here. I never realized, living in Ohio, what wind was. Until I moved and I couldn't sleep because my bed was in the right position, but it wasn't because there was a window above my bed. And I had to take that bed and move it on the other side of the room just so I could sleep. So I think we can embrace ideas like that. And, you know, I'm a dreamer. I'm an artist. I'm the one that is at the beginning of this cycle when, you know, you're just trying to figure out, let's just throw out a million ideas, and then, you know, there will be some that will work. Others will go by the wayside. But I was in California a few weeks ago, and for who knows what reason, it's probably the same stupid reason that makes me rush Channel 4 with Carolina Beach, you know, town council meeting. I was sitting there and I had this idea. I was in this place called Salvain. I think that was the name of the town. And it's like this little Belgium kind of Holland town. In my mind, I'm thinking, Hans Curie. Yeah, here we are in Curie Beach. We could have like a Holland or some kind of a wind, you know, instrument here, and people would come from far and wide to see it. And, you know, I just get caught up in my own dreams, but that probably is where we go with it.
You've overwhelmed me.
No, I've
designed in the wind tunnel.
I've looked on the email back and forth a little bit about the you've taken up the educational portion of this if you'd like, and I'm sure a lot of people would be willing to help you in any way they could, because that is, like you said at the very beginning, a requirement. Functionally, the Stormwater Committee had almost dissolved because it had met its requirement. After it had the regulations adopted, or whatever it was that we did, it was, for the most part, finished. And as to keep it going, as to fulfill the educational portion of it, it was brought up that, you know, if we could also let it grow to cover environmental issues, which is the natural for, you know, the stormwater, it almost died. But we've had, since we did include the environmental issues, we've had a tremendous response from our town as far as membership wanting to join this committee. And I hope we can enlarge it to accommodate all the people that want to get in. Good question.
I'm still trying to figure out what the question
was. Sometimes I just get up by
somebody's got a little soapbox in here. Do you have any questions? Or a lecture?
I promise this is a question. Well, first of all, I'd like to commend you for the emphasis on recycling and reduction. I think that's something that is needed. I'm curious, I don't understand feng shui and some of the other things that you talked about. And so I'd like you to explain, please, how you see those conceptual things fitting in with the constraints that are put on us by the Division of Water Quality and the Army Corps of Engineers and the Coastal Area Management Act that constrain us and what we can do and things like that. So I'm not sure how those sort of conceptual things, creative things you talk about, fit in with the real down-to-earth engineering constraints that we have to live with.
It's a conundrum, isn't it? Taking the artist and
this is too uncanny. I don't know. It is a real conundrum. Now, that's the first time I've heard two different people use conundrum in consecutive sentences in a long time. Anyway.
Yeah, we're just tapping into something here. I won't go into that, I promise you. Feng Shui may seem like a very foreign term, and it is a Chinese term which means wind.
Which by definition makes it a foreign term.
Exactly. Wind, water. When the wind blows, the water sways. And that is what the concept of Feng Shui is. Everything affects something else. Everything is affected. I mean, me being here tonight affects my person down the street for some reason. I don't know exactly how, but that's the way it works. So, we're talking about right-brain things and left-brain things, and when you're talking about the constraints of the rules and regulations, I don't know what that involves. But what I know is, what is good for the people in this community, what is good for the environment, what is good for profitability in this community, and how can that all work together? It's hard for me to understand that our legislature would demand of us something that would not work in all that to bring that together.
Well, I think, part of it is that the legislature is working with it. I don't think they would necessarily, by design, put that on us. But because we're working with limited knowledge and limited experience and limited skills, we, like the first pass at anything, that Clean Water Act, that wetlands regulation, you usually, you're not using a sharp point at that first pass. It's more like a blunt instrument. So we end up with these things that seem contradict with Feng Shui.
Well, Feng Shui, though, it's not the end of the process, which is perfect. It's the process itself. And in Chinese theory, there's five elements, and we're all involved in an elemental nature at some point. Where I fit into the elemental nature is generally at the beginning of the growing season. I've got the energy that goes out there. I'm like that blade of grass that comes up through the earth. It sprouts to get to that sunshine. It might be unbridled. It might not be real sophisticated, but it's got that kind of energy. So I think that in any committee, you've got to have people that have all different kinds of energy. There's got to be the person, and it seems like there's quite a few here who would be more analytical, and they're the ones that cross the T's and dot the I's. That might not be me. I might be out there just like, throwing the word out, throwing the seed out.
I guess you told us. Jeff, do you have any questions for us?
No, I'm going to talk to her later about the recycling. Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Just remember, though, when Tim had a little discussion about, the restraints we're under, and you don't believe that the folks would try to do anything that's not good for the environment, those are the same folks who are trying to, tax cows now because they produce methane gas.
Well, that's why I don't eat meat on my day.
Don't go there with one that might like it.
Personally, I think a little. feng shui input might be quite well, might do well in the stormwater environmental.
You go to the council.
Gentlemen, anything else tonight?
What do you say? Is the wind blowing the right way over here?
Any further discussion?
Where are the guys from WCC on the meeting?
Look at all the buttons here.
Now, Rogers and Meeks are the top of the grid, so they're the
Chinese. We stay on the bank for a long time.
He's made a lot of decisions.
I'd like to make a motion for you, Justice.
I just was curious if the one we were going to be out here.
I'll get it to all.